Just saying act on climate change seems to be a bit vague to me.
Yeah, I totally agree. Just one of those empty nonsense statements, isn't
That's it?
I think people always need to know what to do at an individual level, and I think it all does begin at home. So you're quite right, it is all that reducing food miles and taking responsibility for your own consumption.
Well, I'm actually almost at a point where I think we need to have a bit of a shake-up. People do expect you to be on the phone 24 hours a day, and if they call at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night, that you're going to be straight over there to sort it out.
There isn't common courtesy anymore.
I don't really understand how you can have the same performance, same fuel consumption, but fewer emissions just from a change in software. I must be missing something.
Yeah, I think there's a few people thinking exactly that, Mitchell, in terms of, exactly what I said. Why didn't they do this in the first place? Why didn't they just get that right?
Gores plays a really important role in the community to rehome all the community's dogs and cats that are either lost or abandoned.
Now, if people were to give to the Christmas appeal, where would their funds go?
Basically, the whole operation of Gores between, the pound, vet clinic and shelter, as we say, the shelter's unfunded, so that would provide staffing, food, vet costs associated with those animals that need to be rehomed, so you'd be really helping contribute to that.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.